It's not every day you look over on the 101 freeway and see Sean Tucker's pit special in the oncoming lane. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. You may have heard by now that airshow star Sean Tucker dead-sticked his pits to a safe landing on California's 101 freeway Sunday afternoon after a fuel exhaustion issue. You may have wondered how such an unglamorous incident could happen to somebody with Sean's experience and safety ethic. Sean talked exclusively with ANN's Jim Campbell to fill in some details.
Sean, I understand you've had a hell of an interesting week.
Well, actually, the week has been great. I had a heck of an interesting bad evening on Sunday night. I was on a photo flight. The collaborators, which is myself, my son Eric on my left wing, Ben Freelove on my right wing, who works at my Academy of Aviation Safety, and Bill Stein, my slot pilot, were on a photo shoot with Plane and Pilot, and we had an opportunity to, and the weather was perfect. Beautiful here in California, by the way. We had an opportunity to do a photo shoot with a Citation jet for Jessica Ambatz, who's the editor of Plane and Pilot. We went out and did the shoot, and the evolution of the flight was about 48 minutes. And heading back, just south of King City, where my aerobatic flight school is, I was in the diamond, close formation with my team, and I had on my digital gauge my fuel pressure warning lights that was blinking red, saying the fuel pressure was getting low, and I had a burp on the engine. Probably just south of the airport, there's one or two things going to happen. Either I'm out of gas, lost my fuel pump, but I got a serious issue. So I turned on the fuel pump, engine started, the pressure went back up, but then I got another burp. And I said, okay, I'm not going to try to make it to the airport. I'm going to do a precautionary landing because there's something serious going on, and I had to make a decision right away. I had the formation. I cleared Ben and Eric to go back to the airport, and Bill stayed with me and flew cover, and Highway 101 North is normally a fairly busy highway, but we were fortunate enough to find a big break in traffic, probably 4-mile break in traffic. Bill flew cover, checked power lines for me so I could circle around and do an uneventful landing on the freeway, which is pretty narrow. It's a two-lane freeway, two lanes of traffic going each way, but when it's a 19-foot wingspan, it was quite... It was interesting. I've never done that before in a biplane. And I landed, pulled it off the side of the road, no issues with traffic, high patrol came, traffic kept running, didn't cause a traffic jam, and the high patrol said, what happened? I told them, I'm pretty certain I'm very low on fuel, and I did not want to chance it to make it to the airport. I'd rather land under power and make sure I could do a safe landing so I didn't put myself at risk or anybody else on the ground. Subsequent to that, I mean, I had the guys come bring me some fuel, and we got fuel, filled up the air, didn't fill it up, put about 10 gallons in the aircraft, and flew it to the airport, landed, and then we started trying to figure out what the heck happened. Oh, by the way, the highway patrol closed. They checked with the NTSB and the FAA, I don't know who they talked to. They closed the freeway, said, take off. And so I took off. It took them about 3 minutes to close the freeway. I took off, came and landed in King City, brought the airplane into the hangar, and then we started figuring out what went wrong. And evidently, we have a new fuel tank with an internal header system, and evidently, I have a clear plastic sight gauge that's outside of the fuel tank where I can monitor how many gallons of fuel I put in. And my tank holds 34.7 gallons. For my air show, I normally put in 12 gallons, but you'll follow the fuel up through this plastic tube, and when it runs out of sight, you have full fuel. Well, evidently there was some sort of air bubble in there, and it gave me a false indication that I had a full tank of gas. And I'm glad I landed at the airport. Could I have made it to King City? Maybe. But maybes aren't good enough for me, Jim. I made the decision because I was under power, because I was under control, I'm going to go ahead and land it here. Could have made it? Maybe. But that's as best as I can say is maybe.
Well, it sounds like it was a pretty prudent decision to me.
Well, it's the best one I could do. There's an old saying, I'd rather be on the ground wishing I was in the sky than in the sky wishing I was on the ground. I learned a couple lessons from this. Is number one, because this is the way we've been doing it all the time, I had just flown the airplane to Florida for sun and fun. It's the way I've always done it. What I did wrong, though, and what I do now, is I'm doing a visual inside the tank every time. And I didn't do a visual. I just filled it up to the bubble, put the cap on. Now I'm making the extra effort, putting my fingers in there when I'm filling up the gas tank. My digital gauge, I was concerned that my digital gauge was wrong, and it was giving me a false reading. But when we did the math, the digital gauge was right on. That wasn't wrong at all. But it was just a fluke. And also what we've done, my tubing was kind of a greenish color, and it was an evening flight. I couldn't actually, while I was airborne, actually, the tubing was too opaque to see the fuel level in there, because as the fuel goes down, I have different marks, 16 gallons, 12 gallons, 8 gallons, and we ideally wanted to land with 9 gallons of gas. And my digital gauge said I had 9.8 when I landed on the freeway. So it was working. But the other one, the visual one, wasn't. So now we use a clear tube. I'm kind of embarrassed, but that's just the way it is. And I'm just glad I feel I made the right decision.
In a moment, even someone with a flying experience of a Sean D. Tucker can learn from incidents like this. Sean shares two lessons he's taken away from Sunday's forced landing when we return. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're going to fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. We're listening to ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell's exclusive interview with Sean Tucker, with details of his forced landing on the 101 freeway on Sunday. What is the lesson here?
In my career, I've come to the conclusion, when you make a decision, don't second guess yourself. Just do it. Because could I made it to the airport? Maybe. But wonder if I ran out of gas a half a mile short, and there wouldn't have been any place to land. I would have crashed my airplane. I would have put somebody potentially at risk. I had control of this situation, and so what I've really learned is when you make a decision, live by it and go. Because emergencies, they're moving forward. Time doesn't stop. They're moving forward.
Well, it sounds like, once again, you can't argue with the ultimate success of the decision at hand. And the big question is, did you signal to pass on landing?
Well, the good news is I was up high enough that we could really judge the traffic. I mean, and fortunately, it was a Sunday evening. It just wasn't busy. I mean, if there was traffic, and I might have made it decided to land somewhere else on a narrower road, but this was clear, and you know, it was 3 miles is straight away. And the only issue then is looking for where the power lines are. I saw where the power lines were crossing the highway. The nearest car was, well, 2 miles behind. It was actually a Freightliner. It was 2 miles behind us, and I was able to pull over the side before he even got, before he even had to slow down. But you should have seen his eyeballs when he see me on the side of the road waving to him.
Yeah, and the other question is, did CHP ask for license and registration?
Well, they were just kind of stunned. And I had an honest 12 of them. But the amazing part is how quick they got there and also how quick and professional they are to safely stop traffic. And they, I mean, it was amazing. All of a sudden, there's nobody on the freeway, and he said, go. And it must have took, that whole evolution took 3 to 5 minutes to stop the traffic or get it slowed down enough. And for us to push it on, fire up the airplane, let it warm up just a little bit because the cylinders were now not in the green, let it warm up and head on down the road. I mean, it was, I mean, those guys are very professional, and all of a sudden, I'm gone. And I had freeways moving, and so I come and land, and the one highway patrol officer came out, and then he asked for my pilot's license and all that. He forgot to do that on the site because it's such an unusual circumstance, I think, for them to see biplanes on freeways.
Yeah, no, the interesting thing is I did a highway landing almost 20 years ago in Maryland when both mags packed up on a little Piper Tomahawk I was delivering to Echo in San Jose from the old Piper factory in Pennsylvania. And once again, the cops were great, and ultimately we did a field repair on the ground and took off from the highway, and I think the cops involved in that were more amused than anything else.
Well, yeah, it's... I think if I really say that luck comes to the one most prepared, and I learned from this lesson, I'm going to be more prepared. I understand what I did wrong, and that you need to visually every time, even though it might be an effort. I'm visually going to feel with my fingers whether or not I can see fuel and change my sight gauge. But I'm prepared and current in my airplane. I made a decision. It was a safe thing to do, and I would have felt very guilty if I said, no, I can make it to the airport, and then squeeze it along and allow your heartbeat just to, you know, your heartbeat would just be beating 110 beats a minute, and you'd be yelling at yourself all the way across, I'm so stupid, I'm so dumb, instead of just get the airplane safely on the ground.
Well,
there's a problem.
Certainly sounds like the right set of decisions. Let's hope that the rest of the season from here on out goes far, Connor.
Oh yeah. Oh, thanks very much. And I've been this year, for some reason in my career, I'm just so happy with my flying. We're working real hard in terms of my solo act, and then flying with the collaborators. This will be our fifth season. We're only going to do about 6 shows. We've already just finished our 60th flight to get ready for Andrews Air Force Base practice flight, with on-the-ground critiquing and video, and I'm just having a blast. I feel so blessed that I have this opportunity to fly on this level with these great bunch of guys and get to spend the next 4 months of my life sharing the magic of flight.
Well, we always enjoy watching you in process. We'll look forward in particular to seeing you this year at Oshkosh.
Oh, absolutely, Zoom. And it's nice talking with you.
All righty, and take care, Sean, and... just remember, in the future, you pass on the left.
Okay, copy that. Take care.
All right, take care, Sean. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.